Yeah, what it do? It's your boy Stunt Lifestyle, and you were watching the We in Miami podcast. And today is a very special day. We got the one and only hit maker in the build. Come on, y'all gotta give a round of applause. We got the one and only rapper turned producer turned VP of A&R at Atlantic Records, billions of streams, over 100 million in sales. Produced and worked with everybody from DMX to Nicki Minaj to Big Sean to Drake to Kanye to Meek Mill to 2 Chainz to French Montana to Lil Wayne to T.I. Fat Joe, Tamar Braxton, Chris Brown, Ray J, Tyga, and the list goes on. Honored to have you on the show.
And Big Migo. Work with Big Migo.
How you feeling today?
I feel great. How you feeling, bro?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man. It's an honor to have you. And we also have some beautiful models and artists and businesswomen in the building. Ladies, let me say hey.
Hey.
Bam. Now, how you feeling about these ladies in here?
I feel great. I mean, it's very diverse group, and it's a diverse group, and it's a good energy. It's a good vibe right now. You know, on a walk in, it feels great.
I'm just curious, man. What's your type? What kind of girls you like?
Understanding women. You know what I'm saying? Because. Right. The type of situation that I have going on is like I work so much and I do so many different things and I'm in a business. So it's kind of like a privacy is also very key to me. And then just being understanding about certain things that I may have going on and I have going on as well.
Ladies, can y'all be an understanding to a guy? Like, that's what we need.
Yes.
No.
She said no. Now, Berg, you new to Miami.
Yeah, for sure.
Welcome to Miami, man.
Yes and no. I lived in Miami earlier in my career, and now I just moved back. I just built my house from the ground up, man.
Hey. Shout out to the people that, you know, I know. Okay, so are we invited? We got to come to the pool party or something?
I'm on that water.
I know you got something crazy.
Podcast at my spot for sure.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up, man. Now, being that you work with everybody, how do you feel about the Billboard's top 50 rappers?
Yeah, you got the list. Can you say like the top?
Let's pull it up.
Yeah.
Number one is Jay-Z.
I agree.
Jay-Z.
I agree.
Number two is Kendrick.
Yeah. I wouldn't put Kendrick at number two for me personally, but he definitely should be on the list in the top 10 for sure.
Number three is Nas.
I would swap Nas prior to Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Maybe put him at number two.
And then you got number four, Tupac. Number five, Eminem. Number six, Notorious B.I.G. Number seven, Lil Wayne. Eight is Drake. Nine is Snoop. And 10 is Nicki.
Right.
Is there anybody that you think does not belong in that top 10?
Are we saying like for my personal taste?
For your personal taste. That can still be on the list, but maybe not that 10.
I like Drake more than I like Eminem.
Mm.
Like, and that's no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? But the music might affect me more, you know what I'm saying? But I know what Eminem put in, and like, I'm a kind of like a young OG and this shit, so I know what, you know what I'm saying, he did. I remember TRL and all that shit, you know, them different moments. But for me personally, this is not my taste.
So you think Drake is a better artist than Eminem?
I think Drake might be a better artist than a lot of motherfuckers, for real. Is he's had a like a long reign. To me, it would be like Jay-Z, Biggie, Nas, Pac, and then probably Drake would round out my top five.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know you worked a lot with everybody. Have you ever like broken any artists though?
Not directly. That's kind of like my artist, you know, that's under my banner. And I think that might be one of the biggest Achilles heel of my whole career, you know, but I'm in the process of doing that. Like I wouldn't take credit for breaking this artist, but my artist Tink or whatever, like she's already like has crazy motion, but I was able to come in and add to the motion and put a little gasoline on the fire, and I think that we're in the process of doing that right now.
Oh, that's what's up. So how many artists you got signed right now?
I think a solid four.
Four?
You know? Yeah. And I'm super excited about all four of them. I don't want to really like to be too anxious and say any names prior to that, you know what I'm saying? Because it's still an artist development, you know, like Migo sitting next to me, but Migo is an artist that I'm in collaboration with just from being a great artist on her end. And then my brother, Freddie B, has been a lifetime, like, you know what I'm saying, friend and a really brother to me. So I support whatever we got going on. So this is like family locked in either way.
Turn up, shout out to Migo in the building. Any other artist talent in here?
You a singer?
We might have to do a talent audition for Hitmaker in here. You know you got one of the biggest producers in the world sitting by you.
For sure. I just won all the awards. I mean, shit, it is what it is.
Yeah, in 2022, you won a few awards in 2022.
Every award, the ASCAP award, BET, I was producer of the year of that or whatever, you know, and then Grammys is Grammys. So, I mean, for the black people, I guess I'm a producer of the year at this point.
That's what's up, man. I got so many things to talk about, but before we get into it, this is what we're going to do. Let's go around the room, let everyone introduce themselves real quick. Tell us what you do for a living. Let's start off over here with you.
So, Sarah, I do a bunch of different things, like I run a travel luxury concierge service. I sing, I dance, I perform.
Well, you do it all.
Just living my life.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And what's your outfit look like? We do the outfit check here, Hitmaker. Stand up, show us the outfit. Okay. All right. Turn up. Round of applause for that. Now, what about you? What's your name? What do you do?
Hi, everyone. I'm Janelle.
You're giving me Doja Cat vibes right now. Like,
I always get Doja Cat on TikTok.
It's the eyebrows.
And what does your outfit look like? Stand up. Let's see it. I want to see this fit. Oh, shit. Real Miami.
Yo, we gotta get her a shot ASAP.
Someone bring her a shot.
Baby shivering.
And what's your name over here with your cute little dress on? Looking like a little black Barbie doll.
My name is India.
And what do you do?
I'm a caretaker daytime and a dancer at night.
Hey.
Like adult dancer?
Yes.
Oh shit. Where you dance at? Is it top secret? We trying to spend some money in here, Berg. You know he make it rain, man. Do you see this man necklace right here? He makes it rain.
Right now I'm at Zingle.
Okay, turn up. And what does your outfit look like? What's that? Okay. You ain't gonna twerk? I thought you was gonna twerk a little something, man. What's up, man?
Maybe later.
Okay. Now, what about you over here in the cut right there? What's your name?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rachel. I'm a cocktail waitress at Booby Trap Pompano.
Booby Trap!
Booby Trap, baby!
Yo, Bert, hey, you ever been to Booby Trap?
Yes.
Booby Trap on the river?
Booby Trap, yeah.
Nah, not that, the river one.
The river is
the
lit, though.
Why everyone go to river and not Pompano one?
It's open 24/7, that's why.
Now, what's your outfit look like? Let me see your outfit.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, a little short Latina.
I might go to Booby Trap Pompano.
Now we got another special artist in the building. Iced up over there. What's good, gang?
Hey, my name is Migo Monroe. I'm an artist. I'm an entertainer.
Turn up. And you rap?
Yes, I do.
Hey,
and
you sing. Oh shit, we might have to hear some music. That's what's up. And what does your outfit look like? You came in here turning up. Oh shit! Damn, Hitmaker.
It's the music for me.
Right? How did she get your attention? Like for you to work with her? Like how did that happen?
It was basically just off of relationships, you know, and then her talent spoke, you know, like, and that's what I want to encourage everybody, whatever opportunity that may come in your life, it don't have to be based upon being a musician or somebody doing music or whatever, but being ready when the opportunity is puts itself in position is like half of the fight. You know, everybody talk about like, yo, I want to do this. And if I do this and do that, but are you going to be present when the moment arrives? Like,
right.
And she was present and, she has great relationships, and we're here.
That's right, man. And success comes when
proper preparation.
Proper preparation. That bullshit. When preparation meets opportunity, you got to be ready. Now, for the people that's been hiding under the rock, that has not turned on their radio.
Cut it out. My name Christian. I'm a Virgo. Shit, I like my love language is understanding, privacy, and then not only that, man. I'm just might be one of the hardest working people in the business, so I just need someone to hold it down. You did.
Look at the drip. Now, what we got? We iced all the way up over here. Iced all the way up.
Pristine jewelers, and I got all this shit. This chain, like, people, like, I was putting up this emoji or whatever, like, when I, you said I was vice president of Atlanta, but I went to Empire Records, and, people were saying that maybe that I might be making the wrong decision, and I was like, nah, I'm just gonna keep raining hits, and I just put up this emoji, and I think that year, like, I went and did, like, Baddest by Blue and Chris Brown and 2 Chainz, which is one of the biggest songs of that year. Then I did Peru by Fireboy and Ed Sheeran.
I love that record.
And all these records are on Empire Records. So, like, I just went and made this shit a change. It's a strong old niggas. Like,
so it's like a walking manifestation.
Yeah, and now it's just a marketing tool, you know, and it just to let you know it's raining hits, but humbly and respectfully.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. And we got you over there. What's good, gang?
Hey, it's Alexis. I'm a lash tech.
Okay. Y'all need y'all lashes done?
I actually do.
And what your outfit look like? Oh, my goodness. Damn, we got some fine girls in here tonight, Hitmaker.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, what about you over here?
I ain't gonna lie.
Big sissy.
Wild card.
I'm gonna show you it.
Turn the music on. We getting straight to it. Oh, shit.
St. Louis going on Zeus or something like that.
I actually am. If now, y'all want to look at me on TV, I'm going to be on, y'all know what Now That's TV is. I'm going to be on there. I'm on Betty's.
What do you do?
What I do?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on there, but I'm an escort. I'm a man.
Oh shit! Okay, turn up. How much you charge? How much for one night?
I'm not telling you that, but I'll tell you what my girls charge.
For clients might be watching right now.
For one night, $3,000.
Damn, what? $3,000.
How much?
Damn.
For an hour.
But I manage my girls. I don't do hours.
$3,000.
Girls do hours. Amen.
So how do you compete with girls that charge like $100?
I don't compete with nobody. I ask them to come work with me so I can upgrade them.
Gotcha. So you're a pimp too?
No, I'm a manager.
You're a manager. No. Okay.
Let me be your manager.
Now what about you over here on this Panther? She over here posted up.
I'm actually having fun on here.
You having fun on there? You know how to ride it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah? Hitmaker said he want to see you ride it.
No, no.
Nah, I'm dead ass. Get on that. Turn the music. Give her some music.
No,
let her ride it. Hitmaker want to see it. Oh, shit. We in Miami.
Girl, I'll put you back into it.
Wait, what's your name?
My name is Veronica. I'm a YouTuber and a model.
Okay, turn up.
I'm kind of nervous, sorry.
Oh, don't be nervous, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a lot of money in the room, but don't be nervous.
I was about to say, I'm a lot of money in the room. I like it, yeah.
Yo, Hitmaker, I like it when girls are nervous. Does that turn you on? I want a girl that's shy and scared of me. I know that sounds toxic, but...
I ain't scared of no one.
Don't you like that when you're hanging with a girl and she just like, you know what I mean?
It's cute for the first.
I am kind of shy.
And then till you meet like the new person.
Then you be like, where'd that come from?
I speak my mind.
I think turn up.
But I'm kind of like shy in a way.
Okay.
She needs a shot. That's what it's.
Can we get her a shot? Give her a shot. Now, what about you right here? Y'all look like y'all sisters. Are y'all sisters?
No, I don't know her.
Oh. What's your name? What you do?
Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm an entrepreneur.
Are you of age? You look about 18. You 18?
No, I'm 22.
Okay, you're grown. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I don't age.
Sign the release and shit. Yeah. All right, let me see your outfit, man. She a little skinny mini. Stand up.
So slight.
Oh, skinny mini. Little booties matter.
Not too much. Not too much, y'all.
This is hilarious.
Now, do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Why not?
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
I'm what you call lesbian.
Oh, you're a lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm into girls.
Okay. Oh, so okay,
home
with me.
Yeah.
Look at y'all trying to hook up on the show.
Take me home.
I'm gonna tell you right now, hit maker, some shit be going down after this show. I can't make this up. Now, what about you over here? You're like a little goth girl. Are you a goth?
Sorta. I always look different, so.
I like this. Are you like Asian?
Yeah, half.
Half what?
Half Asian, half Chinese, half Dominican. You
Chinese?
Yeah, Dominican.
What's your name?
Yeah, Jade.
What you do?
I'm a model.
You're a model?
Yeah.
You ever dated a Chinese girl? Cut that.
That's the definition of dated.
Like had sex with one?
Oh, yeah, I don't fucking.
Okay. Let me see your outfit, Miss Asian. Oh. Oh, you ain't do a spin. Let me see that. Let Hitmaker see that ass. Hitmaker is in here.
Let's go. Turn
up. Nice. How are you, sweetheart?
Hi, my name is Gina. I'm probably like the boring one out of the bunch.
You don't look boring to me.
I do.
You look like a lot of fun.
Them titties don't look boring. I was about to say you got nice boobs.
I work in radiation oncology. I do the treatments for people that have cancer. I know that was like dark.
Aww. Round of applause for that. And do you mind for all the patients watching? Can they see your outfit? Add some days to their life. Happiness. Oh, turn to the front. No, turn to the, you didn't do a spin. We're going to get y'all some shots in here. All right, now hold on. Now, what about y'all in the back over here? What's up? What's going on back here?
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Rose.
You going to twerk for Hitmaker?
I'll twerk for Hitmaker.
Put some music on for her.
Where the music at?
Nah, turn around. Turn up. Come on, turn up. You got a lot of ass back there. You better work it.
Yeah.
Hitmaker!
Hey, Hitmaker.
Now, hold on. Now, what's up with you? What's your name? What do you do?
My name is Bria. I'm a vintage clothing and interior design dealer.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm a real estate investor also.
Okay.
Properties that I own.
Okay, get it. And what's your outfit look like, Miss Real Estate Investor? Yes, girl. Uh-oh, we're mommy! Hold on, I saw Hitmaker smile a little bit. He grinned a little bit. You got a lot to be happy about.
I don't got nothing to be mad about.
Now, what about you over here? It's your turn.
My name is Ashley. I do body sculpting, and I'm a nurse at school.
Okay, Ashley.
Yeah, come see you.
What's your outfit look like, Miss Nurse? She got a cat suit on. Ooh. Little booties matter, slim thick. You like slim girls? What you like, slim or thick?
How honest do we want me to be on this?
100. We ain't gonna judge you.
I like both, but like I prefer titties more than ass. Crazy, right?
Hold on, pause it real quick. Hey, I'm not hearing a little good in the mic.
I prefer titties more than ass.
Nah, we gotta keep that in there. Okay, so you're a tit man.
Yeah, I just think it's you could do more with them, you know.
Fake or real,
She over there smiling like, yeah, I got the titties.
That's what I want to know. Fake or real, though?
Fake or real. Mm-hmm. Preferably real.
Mm-hmm. Right. You ever got anybody titties done? Huh? What's you ever got any titties done for somebody?
Have I bought some titties?
Yeah, you ever bought some titties?
Yeah, I done bought some titties, but...
Oh, shit, okay, round of applause. Yeah. Hitmaker bought some titties. But that's some real Cali shit, though, like... In Cali, like, everybody buy titties for people in Cali.
It gotta be at my, like, you know, like, I think that we gotta agree on it, though, if I'm buying a titties, though. Like, you know, some girls might want to go overboard or might want to take it there. Like, that might, outdo or out, like, as long as it's like respectful and like gummy bears or something like that, to where it still got a little softness to it, then shit, I'm rocking.
So if you meet a girl, you really like her, but she's so flat chested, you like, look, baby, let me buy your titties. If you're really rocking with her, you'll do it.
I don't know. I gotta really like you
all. Gotta really,
who you are, all, and then we can enhance from there. You know what I'm saying? I can't be thinking like, yo, like, you don't meet the criteria, or your personality gotta be busting enough to where like we can sit and talk about shit after the fact or whatever, and kind of like tweak things.
So do you think that like a man can turn a girl, like any girl, into like a bad bitch? Like you can make a girl a dom, like fix her up?
Yeah, I think that it's possible, but I think it takes a certain amount of time to do that. Like, you know, like for you to have to put that time and energy into somebody or whatever, like you got to be locked in with them. Like,
you got to be locked in.
I wouldn't lie to no girl and be like, yo, like I'm about to like build a bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, nah.
Raise your hand if you ever got anything done. Oh, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Raise your hand if you would get something done. Oh shit, so basically everybody. Okay, I got some questions for y'all. But before we get into it, we got one more. What's your name over here, Miss Latina? You Latina?
Yes, I'm Yasica, and I own a mobile spa service in Chicago.
Yasica.
Oh, Chicago. You live in Chicago?
Yes, yeah, so I'm from Chicago.
Now, I like this shirt. What's going on here? Where are you? She got the front hit maker. Okay, now I got to ask y'all another question so we can really see what's good here. Raise your hand if you're single. I need to know. I need to figure something out. Okay, one.
I am a hoe.
Damn, everybody here single except for one. You're not single? Damn, okay. So now, did you raise your hand? Did you raise your hand?
No.
Are you looking to settle down?
Am I single?
Or looking to like settle down and get married and do all that?
I'm me. I don't even put myself in that type of category and then like that. Like whatever come with me, come with it. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't, do you not believe in marriage?
No.
Oh shit, why not?
I mean, I believe in everything but the paperwork. I believe in like, I don't think that we have to go to no situation involving people in our business if we really love each other. You can still get the 10-carat diamond ring. You can still get the big house with the mansion and all that other stuff. Okay. But I think that once we involve other people into our business, it could be detrimental when people kind of hold things over each other when they know they got a certain type of level of control over you. That paperwork ain't nothing but to control you, you know?
It's kind of scary.
From a male and a woman perspective, you know?
It's scary, though, because, you know, if you get married in America, it's a 56% chance that you'll get a divorce. That's crazy.
I mean, it's like a 86% chance if you in the lifestyle that I'm living and that you're moving the way I'm moving and that you have to have so much trust involved into your relationship. Man, this shit just, it get wicked. And I ain't gonna lie, I ain't perfect, too. Like, I might crash or something, you know what I'm saying? But ultimately, like, whatever.
But how does someone like you, like, trust a girl or even do that? I mean, it's like
that might be harder than her trusting me,
right?
Because it's like when you meet someone and you want to elevate it, that's what they don't tell you. Like my whole career, like, man, I was just like, man, I want to work hard. I'm gonna work hard. I'm gonna find somebody and I'm gonna be with somebody. But when you work hard, they don't tell you that you at an elevated level. And now, does this girl really like you for who you are, what the lifestyle is, whatever? Or the other shit that playing your mind is that if we strip all this shit away, like, are we really like locked in like that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you dated any celebrity girls?
Yeah.
Like seriously, or like just have fun with them?
Both.
Who?
No.
Right.
Now, because
yo, rule number one, don't speak on no pussy a boss bitch gave you.
Ooh, no pussy. Ooh. Hey, that's real. If you had to choose someone, who would be your celebrity crush? Singer, actress, anyone?
I don't know. Y'all want to give me throw some bait out there? Who y'all think? Who fine?
Nicki Minaj, Rihanna.
India Love.
India Love.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I think that I think all the women is beautiful.
Is it hard though, like working with some beautiful artists, like not to get tempted as a producer? Like how does that happen?
No, it's not. Money over everything. They're gonna play with you different. You know what I'm saying? Well, you ain't doing that anyway.
Mixing business with pleasure is the worst thing.
Like Cardi B type of bitches, Meg the Stallion type of bitches. I'm looking at Ruby Rose, Coi Leray. Them bitches, look, I'm gay as hell. Them the type of bitches I would fuck before those What's the ones difference? That I just named.
I like Coi Leray.
What's the difference?
I like her.
I love a natural bitch. And if you do have work done, look natural.
Meg body was natural.
And now Hitmaker, you work with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, hell yeah. I love Nicki Minaj.
And you know Nicki Minaj ain't natural if you work for her. I don't give a fuck.
I never really even considered that. Like the craziest thing, with Nicki, like I ain't gonna lie, this was like early in my career. Like this got probably like on some writing, producing shit before I was being a rapper and shit like 10 years ago. And I made a song at a certain studio and I went to another studio and Nicki Minaj just happened to be there. And I sent my homie over there to say like, yo, I got songs for Nicki. And I went in there and played shit. And then like when I played the shit or whatever, she was like, yo, I've been a fan of you since this. And she played my song, The Business or whatever, like after I played my songs and we locked in and we was really close. So I never, and she was older than me. So I never looked at her like, yo, like someone that out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like it was an opportunity.
That's but crazy working with Nicki.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. She is a legend.
Nicki is a legend.
I'm not degrading.
Yeah, so we can't talk bad about legends. Yeah. If y'all want to hear me cut up, you got to get off.
You know yeah, saying? Like, you can't disrespect the queen, man. Come on, man. You can't do that.
Let's get this straight. An opinion is not disrespect. See, me, I fuck a lot of bad bitches. I manage bitches. As far as
we in Miami.
But when it comes to certain girls and who I would put my mouth on or who I would put that strap in.
But Nicki Minaj would never fuck you.
Hell no.
Let's just be honest. Like, she probably ain't gonna fuck you anyway.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
She wouldn't fuck me and I wouldn't fuck her and it's just gonna work. Me and her wouldn't fuck each other. Hey, nah. I'm still playing that music.
Now, hey, Hitmaker, who was your favorite artist that you worked with out of everybody?
Like, the funnest studio session I always say is like probably like and it's lame to say because it's like we got one big record together, but like me and Ray J, like just being around a nigga, the nigga's the funniest nigga I ever met in my fucking life. Like he put me around Whitney Houston, you know what I'm saying? Like I got to see him and Whitney Houston really interact together, like in a whole little relationship and all the other stuff like it, but it was a good vibe.
Yeah, man. You know, I met Whitney Houston. I actually, back in the day, I used to have a chauffeur service and they had me pick the client up and they didn't tell me who it was. Uh-huh. And Whitney Houston got in the car. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm freaking out. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep it cool. Uh-huh. But we get to the destination and I'm not supposed to, but I do it. I'm like, yo, Whitney, can I get a picture? You know what I'm saying? And this dude snapped on me. The public's like, you can't get no picture with her. Do you know who she is? I was like, damn, but she was cool though. She was lit.
A real nigga though.
She was like, so real.
I got love for her. Like she'd rock out just like how we rocking right now. Like nigga drinking out the bottle, like Patron. Like we have Patron moments and all type of shit, you know. But I mean, Ray J is just the funniest nigga I've ever been around in my whole fucking life, and like hands down. So I would probably say him, but like the GOAT type sessions, the GOAT. From like Nicki Minaj, like how y'all saying, like Nicki Minaj gave me her whole studio for probably like 6 months, and like I just went, and then on the Pink Print album, I think I did like 6 or 7 records on there. Her and Jeremiah, favorite, some of her most classic songs, whatever. So like that shit was super dope, and I was really like a little brother in the process of that. So that was a good vibe.
And you wrote and produced?
Nobody ever writes her raps, but like as far as hooks go and producing a record, I did that.
But you write a lot of artists too, right?
Yeah, I mean shit, like. I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of the girl songs I am involved in as a lot of different stuff, but I'm not writing.
See, he knows the mind of a lady. He can write the whole verse exactly how y'all be thinking.
That's what's so crazy. Like, damn, what's?
Is it weird writing a verse for a female, like a female rapper?
No, I just talk bad about like how a girl probably thinks about me. Honestly, like that's just a real shit. Like. We try and push it to the utmost limit. Like, what's the like? Where it's like, first off, bitch, mind your business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, when we did that song, we was just like, I honestly.
Oh, you wrote that? Yeah. Oh,
the hook. Shout out to Lakia. I wrote the hook with my people.
That's
whatever.
Crazy.
But we actually did the song for Sweetie. That's why I was like, it take more than a Bentley to date me. Like, we did it. Like, we was writing it as her saying that to Quavo. Shout out to Quavo or whatever. But I mean, it's just a songwriter. You get a chance to be different people, whatever, and the song just landed on LaKia, and I love her and being involved in that.
Shout out to Sweetie too, man. I remember she had a manager, Max Gauss, that came to my con and was like, I got this new artist. She's gonna be like the next best thing. And he played the record for me. This is before she came out. And I just was like, but you know, I was asleep. And then I seen that shit drop, blew up. Like, you can never sleep on an artist because you never know who next to blow. Never forget that. Like, do you like being a producer better or you like being an artist better?
Nah, I mean, shit. I'm just, you know, I'm still an artist at all times. But at the same token, I like seeing my vision come to life through different people now. And I like being behind the scenes. And it's just like, I just not trying to be in the way. Like, I had my run. I had my time in my early 20s. So it's like, as you grow older, I think that you should be like moving into different sections of your career, you know? And like, I just went into a whole different lane and now I'm able to put other motherfuckers on, you know what I'm saying? I'm still living like an artist. I still have more than artists, you know? But I mean, it's just like, I'm not the guy that's in the forefront per se, even though you still can be a star without having to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, drag your own shit through the mud, you know?
Yeah, facts. Would you ever come out with another solo career?
I mean, nah. I mean, I put out mad songs, like, on some, like, producer artist shit. Like, I did the song Thought Box with fucking Lotto, Dream Doll, fucking all the girls. I put them on there. That was them girls' first plaque. And then, like, my new single that's coming out is featuring Chris Brown, Moneybag, yo. And,
shit. We got to hear that.
Yeah, I'm just...
We got to get an exclusive of that joint.
I'll play that shit on the podcast. I don't give a fuck.
Hell yeah. We're going to have to load that joint up.
Right, let's do it.
Yeah, you can email it over.
Man, talk about some relationship shit. I'm tired of talking about me and this.
Some relationship shit?
Yeah.
All right, y'all ready to go crazy on some relationship shit?
Yeah, talk about fucking or something. Like,
talk about sex.
Relationships,
okay.
But something else.
Okay.
Fucking or something, yeah.
Okay. Raise your hand. You need a drink.
Let's take a shot.
Before we
start.
Cheers.
What the fuck are you talking about, Rachel? Yeah,
cheers.
Cheers.
Down.
Raise your hand if you've ever done anal.
No.
1, 2, 3.
That was social.
5. Some of y'all lying. You ain't raise your hand? I know you raise your damn hand. You better raise your mother.
Like, if you want to do anal, you should just go have sex with a man. I don't know.
What you mean?
No, I feel like if a man want to have anal sex with you and you're a female, he might as well just go have sex with a man.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't agree with that one.
But what if it's not the man that want anal? Maybe. What if it's the woman that want anal?
I can't agree with that.
That's cap.
That's cap as fuck.
Because my first time, I want.
It's not gay. It's not that. Just because you want to have anal, don't mean you want a man. She's a girl. She has 3 holes. We might want to get in all 3. What do you mean?
It's weird, baby, because you haven't tried it yet. That's why it's weird. But once you try it, a lot of things are weird if you don't try it. But once you try it,
listen.
It's not weird
to me on some G shit. Like, anytime I've ever like done anything or had sex with a girl, ain't no whatever, she asks for it. Like, right. I'm not running
and
around.
That's
here
different because
like,
she wanted it. But like, if the guy wanted it, like, you know it's weird.
Like, somebody said it to
it's
you.
Weird if the guy wanted it. If the girl wanted it, it's cool. But if the guy wanted it, that's weird. I don't know. That's weird.
Okay.
I can agree.
So what about a thumb? Can we all agree on a thumb? It's fine. If you say no to that, then.
Exit only.
I like a thumb. I mean, I feel like it's more pleasure.
It make it wetter.
Bird.
It's like,
can I go,
if they know,
can I go all the way? Can I go all the way?
It make it wetter.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like I know
who said they know what I'm finna ask?
I feel like I do.
What I'm finna ask? Say it in the mic.
No, go first.
Would you let a girl eat your ass?
If she wanna lick my ass, I can't hit her.
Yeah.
If you actually in love with somebody or whatever, you'll do anything. Every girl that say here that she wouldn't lick somebody's ass,
they'll do it.
If she in love with somebody, she gonna do that.
Nah, right.
It's
I would
all
break up
cap.
With somebody. They
no, look, we do these songs for all these girls or whatever. Think about the message that's being portrayed about being like city girl, hot girl, summer. All these girls got niggas.
Right.
So they really just lying to, you know what I'm saying, the public. They all still real women that want to be loved. All women want to be loved, and you really fall in love with them. They're going to do whatever the fuck you want them to do. Bitch is a munch.
And then when you do that, he embarrass you. So no.
City girls, guys do ask.
A lot of guys request it.
They will like position their body.
They be ready.
I'm not positioning myself. In no crap. Like, you going to have to.
You got
to
do it like gangster. Like, yeah.
Get to it. Yeah. You gotta be, your head gotta be halfway in a fucking mattress. Like, right. For real. No, it's not happening. It's no Lambo leg.
I gotta really fuck with you, really love you to be on that. I'm that freaky at the moment. I might spit on it and do a little finger in the ass. Depends on how I feel. I mean, some people like it. That shit turn people on.
Everybody is gonna lie until it really means something to satisfy the next motherfucker that they really trying to take it there for. I might go further than that. Right. Somebody might die behind you, nigga. Eating your ass is a light.
That ain't shit.
What the fuck you mean,
bro? You can't keep doing regular sex. That shit get boring.
And I be lost though too, cause like maybe I be thinking of somebody licking my ass and it's really the Gucci.
Exactly.
So I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like it might be one of them.
I don't know, man. Like you keep saying the Gucci and stuff. Like if you go
under the ball,
I feel like that's teasing me. If you're gonna go down there, you might as well just go all the way.
Yeah, but if you never experienced getting licked in the ass, then it's like
a lot of the times, guys are not even waxed.
Right. Who?
So who's gonna want to be
I think
down
it's
there?
Mad lame
who the fuck
want to
lick
waxed
and have hair in their mouth?
Yeah, like what's wrong with hair?
Some girls like peeing their boy.
Hold on. What is?
I mean, it's nothing wrong with hair, but if you licking down there,
your man, being waxed is wild.
Like, what you doing, gang? I'm on my way to get waxed, nigga. I'm gonna hit you when I get out the wax, shit.
Like, come on, bro.
There's nothing wrong.
I'm not
wrong
waxing
with
my ass.
Laser treatment.
Who's gonna want to eat a man's ass with a bunch of hair in it? No,
next time, though.
But I like, but if he got his dick waxed, that's weird.
No, I wouldn't.
What's the freakiest thing you ever did? We won't judge you. This is your safe place. Hitmaker won't judge you.
What's fuck at a swingers club?
Okay, that's not bad.
What's that?
Wait, what? Swingers club. Okay. Yeah.
How many people did you fuck at the same time?
No, I didn't fuck people, but they watched me get fucked. Mm. Wait, let's talk about golden showers.
Oh, Lord.
That's so nasty.
That's disgusting.
You don't love yourself.
I wouldn't
mind. We had Say Johnson on. She said she likes giving golden showers.
If you squirting on a nigga that you kind of like giving me a personal golden shower.
Right.
I feel like I'll give, but I wouldn't receive. Like, I don't want nobody peeing on me, but I'll pee on them.
I'm not getting nothing out of, as a man, I'm going to be honest, like that. Certain niggas is kinky, but like, what am I getting from doing that?
Would you let a girl pee on you, Hitmaker?
If she squirting on me, if would not like
squirting is kind of like peeing.
Squirting is 80% pee.
Yes,
I
can't
swallow her pee.
Squirting is pee.
Thank you. I agree with that.
Squirting I don't know. Pee. Like, what are squirting pee?
Yes.
Yes.
It's like half of pee and half of.
Okay.
They did a study and they gave the girl some blue liquid and she got in her bladder and she peed it out.
I think I might have been there because it's like, what if I'm eating a girl pussy and she squirted at the same time, man. It's like been
a little bit getting your mouth.
It's like an orgasm.
Like, it's like a double orgasm. Yeah, like, you had the orgasm. Now you got to squirt because the orgasm that you about to have now, like you just had one, so now this one's gonna be like extreme. So
it's like a feeling. That you feel like you need to like pee.
Yes.
But you really don't. But you just be like, fuck it, release, and it just comes out.
Raise your hand if you've ever squirted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ever. 6. Oh. You just ain't done nothing. You don't eat no ass. You don't squirt. You don't like anal. Are you a virgin? She came in here looking like Amber Rose. I thought she was going to be the biggest freak of everybody. You don't do nothing. What do you do with your boyfriend?
I think that happens naturally. Like, it comes. You don't.
Yes.
It hasn't happened to me.
A person got to really hit that spot. Like,
it just hasn't happened to me.
That person got to hit that spot.
I didn't think you do it on your own. I think
because squirting is hard. Like, the last time I squirted was from head, so
you got a nipple on the clit,
and I feel like you got to be more into like wanting to learn more about sex, like, sex books. Certain things will teach you how to squirt,
but it's more fun for us. Like when we eating a girl out, like I enjoy like tongue in it more than licking the clit. That's boring. I know y'all like that, but I want to stick my tongue in the
right
hole.
You gotta stay right there. You just gotta stay right there. All that extra stuff.
I know, but we like that extra right shit. I know y'all
First
don't.
First of all, tonguing, no, bitch. It's you gotta use your lips. You gotta French kiss my pussy. I want you to use your lips. I want you to use your tongue. I want you to act like you're fucking French kissing my pussy. I don't want that hard ass tongue shit. No, that shit is not gonna make me come. Bitch, French kiss my pussy. I want you to be like, mwah, 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 mwah. Spit on it.
Head or sex?
First of all,
you
don't gotta spit on it because I'm gonna get wet as fuck.
It depends on
sex.
The person.
Hold on, one at a time. Head or sex?
Sex.
Well, you lesbian, so of course you're gonna say head.
It depends on the person.
It do depend on the person.
Both.
I was just gonna say both.
Yeah, both.
You ever made a girl like give you head and then you wouldn't fuck her?
I need head and then hardcore fucking.
If you don't want to suck my dick,
pound me. I don't want slow mo. I don't want that shit, bitch. Pound me. Knock the coins off this pussy.
Do y'all get mad like when you give a head and we nut and then we don't fuck? Do y'all get mad?
Yeah.
So what?
I like it because it gets you off and that makes me happy.
Round of applause to her. I like her. Show her the camera. She's a people pleaser. Now, you also said during the break, you said you enjoy eating the guy out as well.
The guy that I like wants it. I will do it for him.
Yeah.
It's not for me. It's for him.
Right.
But he better do something for me, too.
Right.
Right.
I can't just give.
You getting yours. I got to get me.
Exactly.
I need green.
I need to catch mine, too.
Who in here got a crazy Instagram story from a guy they met on Instagram?
Two girls.
Someone DM'd me. They were like $100 for a feet pic.
That's nothing.
What are guys' obsession with feet? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to be mad. Don't put your feet on me. I don't even want you to put your feet on me.
Fuck feet. Niggas pay to fart on you. Fart on them. The fuck?
Damn.
This guy.
They just want to fart.
Fuck feet.
So how much they pay to fart on you?
I paid $200 to fart.
Damn.
Wait, I've had a guy offer me.
Yeah, they
want
to smell it. They want you to eat beans. They want you to fart. Like they want you to really fucking fart. Like
I had this guy
like the back in their face, ass in their face.
I had a guy DM me for $2,000 that he wanted me to. He literally had a seat. He said he would get a hotel and he would literally, he had the seat set up like a toilet seat that like older people used. And he wanted me to pee and poop on him for $2,000.
Damn. How was it?
I didn't do it.
Yeah, be there.
Are you sure?
Be those people.
I be feeling like they're possessed when they want shit like that.
I don't want you to shit on me. That's just disgusting. Now, you said you're an escort. What's the craziest request you ever got?
Craziest request, I would say, and I did decline it because it was a bit much for me. And remind you, I've done a lot. Done a whole ass lot. But he asked me to shit on him.
I want to know something you've done. The craziest, freakiest thing you've ever done.
The craziest thing I've done is the most I get paid for, which is to be a dominatrix. And I beat on men with whips, different kind of whips, whichever one your husband prefers is what I beat on him with.
Baby, that's normal. So, we want
to
know
what else you do to him. You beat him? What else you do?
No, when I say I beat on him, it's not what y'all thinking of to say it's normal. When I say I beat on him, I beat on him to the point where they fucked up. In the face, they have black eyes, black and blue, and shit like that. And I get paid a good $7,000 for that. If they just want a little whip,
lock your ass
as if you're paying.
Hold on, wait. You get paid how much? You capping. You ain't getting $7,000. You're capping now. I'm not gonna let you say that. Show me the Cash App. Ain't no nigga never gave you $7,000, bro. Show me your Cash App right now.
To beat them black and blue.
You lying now. She capped. Play the song. Play the song. She's lying.
Fuck you lying.
Sing it. Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying. How much you get? $7,000.
Pull it out, baby. Come on, let's see.
That bank account ain't got nothing to do with no black. That other shit.
It ain't got nothing to do with no black eye. That shit is crazy.
That little shit.
You know who wanna do it? A nigga that's paying you hush money.
Listen, okay. I can understand if a nigga wants you to step on a balls with heels. But I never heard a nigga want you to black their eye and actually beat them up. They usually want to hide that. Like, that's weird.
You doing a video. I thought you were showing your Cash App. She over here doing selfies and shit.
There's nothing wrong with being on someone's cutoff.
Why you always lying?
I'm gonna prove it to you right now. Let me hit my little well
spark up. Wait, can we have the...
She can't get no signal. Your signal was working good as hell. And earlier, you was all on Instagram and shit.
These motherfuckers that I don't know.
What happened to your signal, gang?
Bro, at least one.
Can we have the time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm in the wrong business.
I can't stop laughing.
I think I am.
No,
honestly, I wouldn't even want to beat a big person up, punch them. Like, that shit would just, like, make me like feel some type of way. Like,
I don't feel no type of way. I feel great
to beat somebody up and make money.
I'm gonna show y'all.
Let's let the ladies on the couch and everybody else. Like, y'all got
some ladies on the sofa.
Like, yeah, like whatever they want.
Craziest sexual experience, you?
Me?
Yes.
And Red ain't said nothing at all this whole
time. I don't think like peeing on anyone is like crazy.
So you peed on someone? Okay.
I don't mind it at all.
But what was you getting out of that though? Like, if you the one, are you the PE
or the pee,
like the peer or the pee?
Oh, I'm the
pee. Are you the PE recipient?
No, I pee on them. I don't.
So you're the PE.
I have got it peed on twice, but it was in the shower, so I don't really count that.
It counts.
I don't mind.
It counts. So you got peed on the shower. Okay, so
I peed in my ex's mouth, and he swallowed it.
Okay.
Would you pee in your nigga's mouth though?
No.
That's a little overboard for me. Right. You can
raise your hand if you just like to have regular sex.
You like regular pee in my mouth, bitch. I'm coming right to yours. As soon as you let that pee go, I'm coming right to your mouth and putting
that. Wait. What is Jerry? Hold on. Wait. What is the meaning of regular sex?
Raise your hand if you think all this is nasty. You just want to have regular sex with your loved one.
What is the meaning of regular sex?
Okay, they all with it. Look, nobody raised a hand.
Wait, but we want to get out of here. Wait, but we want to know what's the meaning of regular sex.
This missionary, man. I feel like Hitmaker. I feel like porn has messed us up in society. We don't want to do all this freaky shit. Like, we want to do everything we see.
Yeah. Like, I feel like porn, I go on porn to experience and learn more shit. Like, I don't go in there to masturbate. I go in there to learn certain shit. Like,
I got a question. Do y'all like to be talked to during sex or y'all like it quiet?
Yes, I like to be talked to.
Talk to me like a slut.
You gotta call me daddy.
Choke me, call me a bitch, slut. That's gonna make turn me.
I just need daddy. If you don't say daddy, I can't fuck you. You gotta just call me daddy.
I don't think that every girl like that. Some girl you gotta be like gentle with, and some girl you gotta like.
That gentle like shit is played out, bitch. Fuck the shit out of me.
I think if you're having a conversation, a whole conversation, that is a turn off.
Hold on.
Not too much.
Sex is really mental though, too. Like, am I tripping about that?
Yeah. It is.
Because
I gotta like you. I gotta like you to fuck you.
If I just look at you in a different type of level, I would never be able to like violate you the way I could violate somebody else.
Really? So if you really respect her, she was a girl, you just wouldn't feel right going too far.
You can't violate your wife.
But what if she wanted to be violated?
No. You can go crazy off the rip, but you can't. Like, it gotta be a certain level.
But normally the wives want to be the choke me, call me slut.
Yo, love. Choking you and calling you slut has nothing to do with peeing on you.
Why do girls like to be called sluts while y'all have sex? Why do y'all like that?
I don't.
I'm a dirty little slut.
Public service announcement. For every nigga, choke every girl's do all that shit. Like, but I think call her slut. What are you talking about?
Now, hold on. Now, do you? I take it that you like to be called the slut. Is that correct? Or
No. Treat it like a slut in the bed only. Treated like one, but not.
But you gotta have a dick.
For me,
you
sex
has
the
right dick to come with.
You gotta get in my head. You gotta like get
talk a little bit. Y'all be the same way, but if you ain't got the dick to come with your mouth.
Yeah, I feel like it's a mental thing, like emotional.
I think it's
like,
more mental than
it is.
It's all mental.
The pussy could be busting it, but if I ain't fucking with you like that and we ain't locked in like that,
right.
And like vice versa for a woman, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We might not even get to no fucking if like we just like if you could open your mouth and like kill the whole vibe. I might not even want to fuck you.
I feel like you gotta be in tune mentally. Like y'all both gotta mentally be there, stable, and it just gotta be a connection. And it's once the connection start, it's just like the kiss. Like I want some shit like the movies. We walk in, like I walk in the room from work, and it was like baby, and we just kiss each other, and just like.
But that's why cheating is different for males and females too, though. Right there in that whole perspective, like you looking for.
I don't want that shit. I want to be comfortable in my bed.
It's being comfortable.
I don't do all that.
A man just looking for a nut.
I'm not with all that.
It's being comfortable, but like
a man could bend a bitch over, put that condom on safely, and fuck that bitch from the back. A woman gonna get cream pie and all this other shit. And that's what
raise your hand if you don't like to wear condoms when you have sex. You always strap up, Hitmaker? You don't be going 50, 50. Raw?
Like I ain't gonna lie, like I done been raw before in certain situations, but I think that like I gotta be locked in.
You gotta really fuck
like
with them.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I don't go raw, but at the same token, like I'm not just throwing my dice on the table.
You ever had chicks like try to get you caught up? Y'all heard the story about like the girl putting, you know, like taking Drake's nut and putting it in her and shit. Like you ever had some weird shit out the condom and shit?
No, I heard some shit about a hotel. The lady, she seen a celebrity and she poked the hole. It's some shit. It's a long time ago.
Cause y'all be trying to trap men. Someone in here is a trapper. Somebody done trapped. You ever been trying to get trapped, Hitmaker? They be trying to trap you.
Well, unfortunately, my period came.
Hey, man, that ain't cool. What you mean you killed the baby? Don't say it like that, man. That's a.
So you make $7,000 a day and you killed the baby. Why?
Let's not talk like that. That's real.
Bad. My bedtime.
I respect kind of messed my up. Stomach, my uterus. I'm killing that baby.
But you can afford the baby.
Why you let him nut in you then?
Yo, she tried to compare that. What's the other thing? My body parts.
Change the subject. I don't even want to talk about that. That's real personal. It's like about kids.
Chill out, man. Chill out, bro. Chill.
Abortion is real. We don't want to do that.
I got a question.
What's your question?
Are y'all into threesomes or not?
Oh, that's a good one. Raise your hand if you're into threesomes.
You said what?
If you like having threesomes. One, two, three, four.
It depends. I gotta pick. I have if it's the threesomes, I gotta pick.
I can't never have no threesome with my main bitch.
I don't like threesomes. It's not my thing.
Not happening.
It gotta be something.
If I was single and I was wilding and doing whatever.
It gotta be some random shit. We at the club, I see a bad bitch.
Every threesome I ever had ended up bad. My girlfriend ran out the room crying. It's just weird. Like I don't like that shit.
I just feel like it gotta be randomly for it to be fun.
That's what caused the issue. Y'all
you gotta have two
y'all
confident badass bitches.
You can't go with y'all significant others.
It's too much fucking work. I gotta fuck four y'all. Yeah. I just wanna fuck one. I don't need that shit.
If I'm in a committed relationship, there's no way I can share my man.
Yo, they talking and they saying that if you don't do it or you don't confine to that, the niggas is cheating on you regardless.
Exactly. So you gotta be fucked with or fucked without. Which one? Like you rather be there to witness what's going on?
I've been in situations to where like I'm gonna be 100% like real and faithful and all the other shit. But if you open that door for us to meet a fuck your friend, then it gives a man a kind of ample opportunity
not
to
friend,
be like,
no.
yo, like,
not friend. No.
It's gonna fuck your head up. But you said earlier that you don't believe a man will be able to stay faithful, so you might as well just do a threesome with him because he's gonna do it anyway.
That's not what I said. What I said was if he's bringing it to you and he's like, I wanna do this. If you don't do it, he's gonna find two other bitches that's gonna do it. Right. So you,
but what if you bring it to him?
Okay, then do it. Like,
so you don't do you don't believe a man could be faithful?
I'm saying if you sit here and say if he tells you that's what he wants to do, he's gonna go do it.
with or without you.
You still gonna lose as a man whether you bring a threesome or
no. You're not because of, if the girl like that,
yeah, because that might be bringing problems to your relationship.
You gotta be careful with the doors you open,
right? Because what if that bitch pussy better than yours?
They're gonna hold that against you.
Are you guys into foreplay or you just like to? Just like go
foreplay, definitely. Foreplay.
I like foreplay.
Warm it up.
I want
Bird, do you like foreplay? You just put a little spit on it and stick it in.
I can't take no more.
Foreplay, I don't really want it. Like it, right? Prostitute.
I want you to keep playing so I can't take no more. So it's like,
if I can't kiss you, I shouldn't fuck you.
Right.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
Do you kiss a girl after she gives you head?
Yes.
I like that. Yeah, I'm on that shit.
What about if you nutted her mouth?
Never.
So if you nutted her mouth, you wouldn't kiss her.
Negative.
Give me your kiss.
Exactly.
Give me your kiss.
All right, does size matter?
No.
Yes. Raise your hand if you think size matters.
Wait.
One, I feel like two, it depends. Three.
It's like a yes, wait. No to me.
If I love him, it don't matter.
Hold on. What you about to say?
It depends.
Hold on, let her talk.
It's like a yes, no.
Yes, in a sense, as far as the thickness. That's what I mean by size.
So you like thickness over length?
Yeah.
So you like the girth.
Because you can be a 5'6" something and a good thickness and still make it work.
Okay.
Long and skinny does not work.
Yeah, skinny don't work. Skinny don't work, though. Thick at least.
You know Haitian niggas? They got thick-ass, long dicks, and you
like,
go home.
But, I mean, so I just want a clarity of it. Why do we all, as humans, think that we got fat shit?
Right.
Wait,
well, how does a girl know she has good pussy?
Okay, wait. I feel like...
Now, tight doesn't necessarily make it good.
Yeah, right.
Because there is such thing as too tight. I don't like a pussy that's too tight.
First of all, you can work your fucking muscles. If you know how to work your fucking muscles, then anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could.
No.
You can control your pussy muscles.
What is the definition of good pussy?
If you know how to fuck.
I say,
let the girl say it first. Wait.
If you know how to fuck.
No, that's cap.
Nope.
No, because you can know what position. Nah.
I don't want you to know how to fuck. I want you to lay down and not do nothing. I hate a girl that try to do too much in the bedroom. Don't do shit.
No, you can't.
Just lay there.
I feel like
good
pussy. I feel like good pussy is within you. Like, it's just born within. It's in you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So you think you're born. So she says hereditary. She says your moves. Okay. Now, what about you? Your moves, hereditary.
No, but if you got a spit start, the pussy is trash. Pussy get wet on his own.
I can't always say that. No, that's not true.
Every girl start off with good pussy, but then they start putting bigger toys and dicks and all type of shit in their fucking pussy, and then it makes them open more.
That's true. Cause like I have a nice size dick. I don't have the biggest dick, but like
that's still
it's big.
Toy for a baby.
No,
so dumb.
Listen,
I'm an escort. If I told y'all my body count, y'all sit there and look at me like I'm crazy.
What's your body count?
Just seen
a
nigga today.
What's your body count?
Explain what I say, and then what's the body
count? What's your body count?
I don't care.
What's the body count?
What is your body count?
I'm gonna give it to y'all.
What's the body count?
Yeah. Because the way I'm gonna spit y'all all facts. I'm an escort. I've been doing this for 2-3 years. I manage girls as well. So I also.
What's your body count?
That pussy is.
Oh shit!
What is you talking about? It's
pretty. I ain't gonna lie, it's pretty.
It look decent.
As far as girls being escorts, there's girls that are virgins and they have loose ass vaginas. People don't understand the logic and the science about pussies.
I agree.
Exactly.
That is true.
It's okay.
Girls can have a baby and a pussy be right back tight. I agree with that.
That's fine. Exactly. Okay. So
but you still not answering my question. What is your body count?
I'm trying to, but I keep getting interrupted.
Everybody, let her talk. So what is your body count?
I'm an escort and I've been doing this for a long time. And I see clients that pay me hellas, but I give them their money back.
You still not telling us
as
the body
far
count.
As today, and you're still ain't talking show us. Over me, not trying to hear it. You're still talking. I ain't saying shit because bitches keep talking.
What? I ain't gonna say nothing.
Another
just tell
reason
us.
Why you can feel like a bitch pussy is loose is if She really wait, listen. It's she really like you. If she really like you, she's gonna be really, really wet. So you're gonna feel like her pussy is loose.
She gonna open up,
but it's not her pussy being loose. It's just she really like you, and she is just absorbing the wetness. So it's just opening up more. But if a bitch, not saying that a bitch don't like you, but if a bitch tense. And you know,
and don't like you. That should've.
A pussy is very weird. Like it depends.
All right, now, let's ask you. What do you think the definition of good pussy is?
Well, I'm gonna piggyback on what they said, but first of all, you gotta have a good scent. The juice gotta be on point, and the
now she gets it's called real a
she getting deep now. I'm surprised the version is finally opening up to us a little bit. You getting your drink?
And I think not too tight, not too loose.
Right.
I think just, you know, just right.
Right. Now, what about you? What's the definition of good pussy? You ain't said nothing the whole show.
She done got a mic.
All right. Definition of a good pussy, in my opinion, this is my opinion. Your ladies have to take care of yourself because you are what you eat. You don't work out. If you eat wrong, you're not going to taste good.
So what do you eat, like pineapples and shit?
No, you just eat clean. Eat clean. You eat clean. Don't eat processed food. Because you are what you eat.
I'm vegan, so you know. Don't
ask me. She ain't. She ramen. Well, hell.
The key to good smelling pussy is drink water and don't fuck everybody you meet.
Bitches wonder why they all over the place and going crazy and sad and depressed because you're fucking everybody that has different energies and different demons
and y'all
in
know
them.
What's so funny, it'd be the housewives that be fucking niggas raw and be catching them soul ties.
I just feel like you gotta love yourself.
As an escort, how do you detach?
Wait, what happened?
Soul
though? Wait, what? What you saying, bro? So wait,
how do you
say, bro?
Soul ties from clients.
Hitmaker, you ever been about to have sex with a girl and she pulled down her pants and it smelled really bad?
Yeah, for sure.
What did you do? You still hit it?
No.
Hold your breath.
Like, I've been in situations where I've been in love with a girl that no scent, and I've been in love with a girl that's that you do. It's pussy,
but you won't know.
But it's not. It's till later. I just feel like in it though. It's not before. It's when you're in it.
I just feel like every girl got a different scent to them.
Is that true?
Men too. Men semen have a smell too. Let's talk about it.
Different nasty ass taste.
Is either salty or?
Let's talk about it. Men dick stink too.
My dick don't stink. I don't know.
Everything.
My dick smells good.
I think.
I don't know what y'all talk about. I got an off tech big question.
Like the
raise your hand if you've ever had sex with a celebrity.
First of all, my sugar daddy.
I'm finna make y'all some good content. Y'all wanna know a fun fact about celebrities?
What?
Them the cheapest motherfucking tricks you will ever meet in your life. I get paid more from a little nigga that you never heard of before. Trill Sammy, he's cheap as fuck.
Who? Wait, who?
I'ma keep going.
Who?
I'ma keep going. He tries Mr. Uber everywhere.
Who? Can we categorize what
he claims himself
as? She name dropping.
So wait. Hold on. Literally,
the other one that I actually met with because we signed a contract, and I'm like, I can't go to jail. I ain't gonna last in there. But I'ma give y'all details, kind of, to where y'all could tell. I'ma give y'all a name.
You going to jail?
No,
you signed that NDA.
Yeah,
you going to jail?
Let her talk. Let her talk.
Yeah, but I can't go to jail to get you.
Let the girl talk.
If you know what I'm talking about.
What celebrity have you fucked, ma'am?
Give us a hint. Name one of their songs or what.
When
I was like 19, I had Sean.
Hold on. Let her talk.
I had
go
big
ahead.
Sean. Wait, what is it? Yeah, Sean Kingston.
Oh.
Get my number and ask me to smoke with him, but I never got to smoke with him.
You ain't
I don't know
him.
Why, but
would you fuck
shout
him?
Out to back in the day.
Mine was in a couple of movies.
Do you have a name? I need a name.
It involves an ex.
An ex?
Uh-oh.
Project X? She got a celebrity ex.
Y'all working for a president is a celebrity.
Think of cars, movies, and ex.
Why the fuck you lying?
He listened to me sing and we hung out till 7 in the morning. Who is he?
Yes. Sing right now. Sing live.
What do you want me to sing?
Who say, can you sing it?
No
fucking pressure.
Quiet on set.
All right.
If I would stay, I would only
That's enough. That's enough.
In your way.
Drunk as fuck.
Now hold on. Oh, sit back down.
Y'all both is drunk
hold
as
on.
Fuck.
Let me talk to her for a minute. Give me 1 minute.
You guys are fucking.
Let me talk
with
to her
me.
For 1 minute. Hold on, this is serious. Let me talk to her.
She bringing back your Whitney memory.
All right. Hold on, hold on. Quiet, quiet. Give me 1 second. 1 second.
Okay,
1 second.
Okay.
What celebrity have you fucked?
Told you I didn't fuck him.
You just said you fucked him. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Hitmaker is back over here. He's over here now. Have you ever paid for pussy, Hitmaker? You ever bought some pussy?
I think that you buy pussy, pussy indirectly.
Taking them out.
You're
not buying all shit
that. Dates, Chanel buying bag, them stuff. Shopping. You're doing all that other stuff. But as far as like you come to say, hey, I'm in a bind. Like, nah, like, I'm not going to get you, you know what I'm saying? But, like, because I don't want you to, any woman that I want to respectfully date like that, I don't want her to be in a position like that to ever, like, I don't think we on the same level if you have to ask me for money to pay for your rent.
Yo, Hitmaker, you ever met a chick and then, like, a week later or a couple of days later, she just like, oh, I'm so stressed out and, oh, I got to pay this bill. Like, damn, already?
I don't even think it takes. It don't take a week. Like, yeah, like
see, one day
girl gonna say that up front, and then she gonna know what type of nigga she dealing with, and she gonna choose if she wanna fuck with you or not.
Right.
But I think you might lose out on a bigger picture when you dealing with somebody that like I ain't trying to like be on my own dick. You know what I'm saying? But like, if a nigga a multimillionaire or some shit like that, and really got that, you might lose yourself out playing yourself for 20.
On some little shit, yeah.
It might be a bigger picture. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gotta go for the bigger bag.
It might turn me off to where like if you ask me for something small, like something like that, that I feel like that your time and your effort should be able to accomplish on your own.
It'll turn you off
before you meet me.
You ever bought a Birkin bag?
Yeah.
I like 20,000. 20, 30.
It ain't no level. If I fuck with you and you really giving me everything I need, it's nowhere. It's no limit to where I go. My last gift, I think I spent like 56,000 on a Christmas gift.
How much?
Last Christmas. 50,000, 60.
Damn, what you buy?
Some jewelry.
Damn.
Like, was 60,000?
Yeah, but jewelry could be 60.
Were you with her or just a girl you were dating?
With her.
Yeah, see? That's
yeah.
That's
yeah, you should be able to do anything for your
and
girl.
Not even about with her, but I just know that the girl is capable and would spend that same amount of thing on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it, when you got that type of level, like, to me personally, it's like every woman got to put in perspective, like, notice where your level is. If your level is here, then get treated at your level. If you able to do that, now if the man wants to go over and above and beyond to spoil you and take you to another level, then that's on his own personal thing too. But the minute you jump out your box and say you got a one bedroom apartment and say you got a Nissan and then you ask for the Rolls Royce to come get you, I'm gonna judge you.
Right.
Like, yo, you're losing it. You're not even fucking with me. Like, you're wilding out.
Yeah.
But you have to allow me to send a Rolls Royce instead of you saying out your own personal mouth, like, well, if such and such was that, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, you got to do that.
I hate when, like, I call an Uber and the girl be like, is it an Uber Black? Like, damn, it got to be an Uber Black. I mean, I call you Uber Black, but damn, why you got to say it?
I'm going to be honest, though. If I'm fucking with you and like that and you got a certain level to it, it wouldn't even be a question about an Uber. The truck is coming immediately.
Yeah.
Like, if you could pay for your own truck and you're gonna do that and you're gonna live by those means on your own purpose, that all right. So here go the real question. This we'll be talking about, right? You know how niggas fly bitches out, right?
Right.
How do you know the coacher or first classer? And from a lady's perspective, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? Because to me, I don't know. Should I get my perspective last, and should we let the ladies talk first?
If a dude fly y'all out, do y'all expect?
We want to know.
Okay. Raise your hand if you ever been flew out first class.
We want to know.
Pussy I wouldn't first. Recommend no woman to ever fly out nowhere and not think that she's fucking somebody.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you ever fucked with a millionaire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so y'all, raise your hand if you date a broke dude. If you would be open to it. Not if you have, if you would.
I'm holding my back.
What's broke?
What's a broke nigga?
Yo, all right, how much is it cost? How much, like, what's a respectable number?
For like, how much you gotta have for to be like, with
a woman like you guys at your level?
It ain't even about money. It's about your status in life. Do you have a house? Do you have a car? Do you have someone? Like,
but that all deals with money, though. So what the fuck are you talking about?
No, it don't.
Yeah, dude.
No, it don't.
My mama gave me the house.
No, I'm saying, like, he could have a job, but some people consider niggas that have jobs broke. Like, you get what I'm saying? Some people consider people that are not making.
I feel like a lot of energy feels like you guys deal with street niggas.
As someone with assets, I wouldn't date anybody with less assets than me. They could take it in a divorce. I mean, just you can lose it. I have shit to lose.
Would you
date somebody with nothing to lose?
So he got to have some. Would you date a broke girl, Bert?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, the inspiration behind me dating somebody is whether I can boss them up and put them in a position or they can inspire me to go to another position. So it's not really about that, you know. Like, it ain't financial or transactional.
And that's true because, ladies, guys that are successful and have money, they don't care if you got money, bro. Like, all my most successful friends, like, they date girls well, and then because they already got the money, so they don't need you.
Exactly.
Guys want a girl that's gonna, like, you know, cater to them. You know what I'm saying?
They want a girl that supports.
They want you to support, love them for them, and they're going to help you out and get you.
They
want to
sit your ass in.
Do men really want you to love them?
No, they want you to sit in.
I don't want a girl that's too busy in her career. She ain't got time for me. I want time for me.
Nah, you cap with that. I want a busy girl.
What is?
But at least she got to have time for you.
No, we got to have time to, like, miss each other, though.
Yeah,
like,
you got to have time
on top
to miss
of each other. I think that's what makes it not spicy.
Got to have time.
Like, and I'm going to be honest, the house has to be big enough for you to be on your wing of the crib.
You need space,
like,
yeah.
We have to have enough.
Space is healthy.
I'm like a loner. Like, I don't want to be on top of you all day. Like, type nigga.
I was going to say, what if she has goals and visions?
No, she has goals and visions, absolutely. But still, she has to be able to balance and still, you know, cater to her man and, you know, prioritize him as well. You know, we do that together.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because if you have a business schedule and you're dinner with someone who's not doing anything, they're always going to be on
too clingy, it's too much. Yeah.
So they will never understand what your schedule looks
actually,
like.
Actually, I'm lying. That's cap, though. Because I honestly could be in a position where, like, a woman takes care of my home and I could have children with a woman or whatever, and she could really be the homebody. But it has to be understandable. Like, we have to have goals. Like, we have to sit back and say, like, what do we want out of this situation? Like, you know.
So you would do a housewife. You'd have a house. You'd be open to it.
Definitely. Yeah. I think
I would.
Why would I work this hard to not take care of my bitch?
Right.
Right.
Whether she do anything.
Take care of your bitch. You hear that? Come on live. Take care of your bitch.
Hey, man. Well, I hope all of y'all find relationships. You know, it's very toxic in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Everybody here is single. But
no, not everybody.
Oh, well, we got like three people in relationships.
To be single. Look at the way that all of us.
Well, you can't be in a relationship because you outside.
I can.
Can you tell us the body count?
Tell us your body count before we get out of here.
Right. You still ain't show us that.
Tell us before we get out of here.
No.
We ready. Come on. We ready.
Calculate it right now.
Take an estimate.
Well, I already calculated it and I took an estimate. 2,000.
Wait, start over?
In 2 years? In 2 years?
2,000?
2,000.
In 2 years.
Damn, you got like a dime in the body. Hey, man. Well, I really appreciate y'all coming out, man. Shout out to my man Hitmaker for pulling up, man. And I want to ask y'all before we get out of here, where we at?
We in Miami.
We in Miami. We in Miami.